Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tallis resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is there has been a huge shift in the Democratic Party over the last 50 years. The Democratic Party has been captured by the left socialistic movement. No longer is the Democratic Party adhering to the laws of the United States government, but blatantly defying the Constitution just for the control of the people. No longer is the Democratic Party a party for America. It is now the party of oppression and persecution. Communist propaganda is rampant, maliciously mocking anyone who challenges their authority and agenda. Unfortunately, congressional Democrats of our federal government are obstructing positive growth, domestic and international, for America, promoting false and dishonest information. President Trump's nominations are maltreated with hours of unnecessary lengthy discussion, wasting time and our tax dollars. An example, Rick Grinnell, a speaker for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention, who shouted out, "I'm a Republican, a member of the NRA, and I'm gay," was just recently voted as the German ambassador. It took 7 months for his approval. Why? Because the Democrats have drifted away from our American ideals, promoting anarchist behavior and employing victimization to impose their anti-American will. The Democratic Party has become corrosive and destructive. April 2018, President Trump appointed Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson as the VA director. Dr. Jackson, who served as the director for George W. Bush and Barack Obama, received prominent and outstanding recommendations by Obama. He also is the presidential doctor for President Trump and has given his life to the military. Immediately, Montana's Democratic Senator, John Tester, without verification, broadcast rumors about Dr. Jackson and went straight to the liberal mainstream media and dumped a garbage can of dirt regarding Dr. Jackson, declaring that he had 20 anonymous, unnamed sources. The liberal socialistic press, anti-Trumpsters, venomously transmitted these false stories with no confirmed evidence. President Trump televised a statement that Dr. Jackson could decline and withdraw because of these scandalous, dishonest, deceptive accusations and vile lies that he would understand. Eventually, he did just that. Democratic Senator Tester used character assassination tactics publicly, which is frequently utilized by the Democratic Party to demean a person's character. Several days later, the Secret Service reported that there was no record regarding any of these accusations. The stories were false. Shame on you, Senator Tester. Dan Bongino, former Secret Service, who has worked with Dr. Ronnie Jackson, declared, "Jackson is a good man. John Tester is a conniving snake and made up those lies." Now remember this, America. The socialist wave is powerful enough to threaten more than just our politics. The importance of our fundamental rights must be reaffirmed. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.